Oh, we're going to pay for the wall. Lauren Cohn, Chris Bury in for John and Ray on this heavy news day on a Wednesday. And the question is, free speech, hate speech, when does a university have the right to step in? Ann Coulter, the shock jock, promoter of conservatism, invited to speak at the University of California, Berkeley by a Republican group. School officials canceled her speech, then offered to reschedule amidst concerns about safety, Chris.
And they're worried about massive protests because Coulter says she's going to show up tomorrow at Berkeley, and that's an open campus. We've seen violence there before, so is she doing the right thing, or is she just trying to stir up trouble?
And she is Statehouse chick and also on the Chicago Tribune editorial board. Who better to talk about this than our very own Kristen McQuarrie? Welcome back to the show, friend of the show, Kristen.
Thanks. Hi, Chris. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Does it feel like the panel down at WYCC with the three of us?
It does, except I haven't even had my coffee yet.
Uh-oh.
And I don't have my beautiful makeup done like I do when I'm at WYCC, so it's a little different.
Sorry to throw such a heavy topic at you regarding what's going on whether free speech, hate speech.
Well, I mean, Chris raises a good point about Ann Coulter. This sort of falls into her trap. She is a provocateur. She's certainly not everyone's cup of tea. I personally think she kind of borders on, you know, true conservative value talk and just trying to be, like you described, a shock jock. But I mean, the university's number one job is to keep its campus controlled and students and faculty safe. So I don't think that the students who filed a lawsuit against Berkeley, that their First Amendment rights are being violated, really have a leg to stand on. There are many ways that you can express yourself under the First Amendment. Nobody has a First Amendment right to hear Ann Coulter. But I think the larger issue just points to the unhinged left who is so enraged about Trump's presidency this far down the road. We're almost 100 days in, and they're acting like infants. I mean, the idea that you can't have someone with an opposing point of view come and speak and you repeatedly act out in a violent way, to me, just it's just infant behavior.
But Kristen, don't universities have some obligation to protect the students? I mean, we saw violence in Berkeley. We saw a little bit here, as you know, with Milo Yiannopoulos when he came to DePaul. And a lot of universities are saying, yes, we want free speech. We want it on our terms at our certain places. And that's what they're doing with Coulter. Don't they have to protect the people, their students?
Absolutely. That's why I don't think the students who are suing the school really have much to their case, because it is a private university, first of all, and it is their job to protect students. And so if safety is an issue, then yes, you are going to have speeches get canceled. Ann Coulter's saying she's still going to show up there tomorrow. They're not sure where. There probably is a more controlled setting when they know that they're going to have a controversial speaker, have it indoors at an auditorium, like when you have any big shot come and speak and you have metal detectors and pat downs and all that. But, you know, this also plays into her mantra that she is a provocateur.
So switching gears, Statehouse chick to Springfield. Yesterday, I reported there were crickets, but then later in the day, the Illinois House approved a bill that would expand the availability of taxpayer-funded abortions. There's been a lot of commentating out there from folks supporting the bill and from Madigan, but we haven't heard from the governor on this, have we?
Well, he's really gotten himself into a pretzel. I'm not sure how he's going to get out of this, because he answered a questionnaire as a candidate where he was very clear that he supported expanded taxpayer funds for abortion through Medicaid. Now he's trying to sort of back off of that. And what I'm hearing is he will amendatorily veto that bill. He will allow part of it to stand, but strip out the parts that expand abortion to women on Medicaid and state workers. Those are two groups of people whose health plans are covered by taxpayers. And so up till now, they haven't been able to get elective abortions. You can only get an abortion under certain categories. So I think Governor Rauner he's gotten himself into a corner, and it's going to be some interesting gymnastics to see how he gets out of it.
Yeah, and to that point, Kristen, there are already ads starting to run portraying him as a flip-flopper, right, using the audio where he talked about basically being not a progressive, but at least not caring very much about social issues such as abortion. And now they're going to picture him as someone who vetoes this. So is he falling into a trap here, heading right into a campaign year?
He is, and it's his own doing. I mean, he filled out this questionnaire, and he was very explicit that he supported this. And then some far more conservative members of the legislature had a sit down with him and said, look, you have to pledge you're going to veto this bill or we're done. I mean, this is the right wing of the Republican Party feels very, very passionately about this issue. And well, so he committed that he would veto it.
And just to be clear, I mean, he has donated to Planned Parenthood and he is pro-choice and he wasn't against the bill. It was just the expansion. But does the governor now, considering all these Democrats are in the race, need to change the narrative?
I mean, he's in trouble. I don't know how he does that at this point.
Money. That's how he does. He's right. Got $50 million, and yeah. We're going to have the most expensive gubernatorial campaign, they are saying, in American history. With Rauner coming in there, we've got the billionaire Pritzker. We've got Chris Kennedy, who's may not be a billionaire, but he's a gazillionaire. I mean, what about all this money?
Money can only get you so far. You can only do so much with your checkbook. You have to show that you're actually effective. And I think he's going to have a hard time doing that. Pounding on Mike Madigan again 4 years almost later, I don't think that's going to work with people. That was a message that perhaps worked the first time around, but he's not an outsider anymore. He ran on his business credentials and being a good negotiator, and that has not helped him. So I think this idea that they're going to keep trying to get mileage out of everything is Mike Madigan's fault, I don't think that's going to work this time. So he has to pick a couple of agenda items that he's going to run on, not just bashing the Democrats. And if he continues to do that, that's where I don't think your checkbook can overcome a perception that you are ineffective.
Chicago Tribune's Krista McQuarrie, always good to have you on the show. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It was great to talk to you.
A busy day for Krista McQuarrie and what's going on in Springfield.